The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
But hopefully our legacy is our children and their children's children and their children's children. And then all the things that we can do to lead other people to know this good person that died for them on the cross.
Do you know how to leave a legacy that will have an eternal impact?
So we try to redefine legacy as not what you leave behind, but what are you setting in motion? And that's how we want people to think. We want them to think about that day in eternity where we get to celebrate and have that great reunion.
Next.
I'm James Robinson, and I can't tell you how happy I am. I'm always happy to be able to come into your home. You know, I tell you, we love you just as much as we do the Overlooked and the Least of These, of all those all over the world that need help. We care that much about you. Betty and I have been all over the world, but we come right here to come into your home and point you to Jesus. And we always try to bring someone that you'll see Jesus in. Well, let me just tell you, we have great guests. But we don't have guests that are like my favorite, that I respect the most. And David Green, who started Hobby Lobby, is one of my most, the person I admire as much as anybody on the planet. I admire him for what he's done, what God's done through him, and the way he's loved across all lines. I mean, they've got some Pentecostal roots and some Baptist roots, you know, Assembly of God, and yet they all like each other as a family. But they've been able to get church members to act like the family of God, which is what we try to do. And the man has built an unbelievable business. I think Hobby Lobby is one of the greatest businesses ever started, ever. And I thank God. Well, David's here. He's got a friend with him. I think started out the friendship as an attorney. And his name is Bill High. Now, here's the thing. These men are doing the same thing. They're getting God's arms around people that desperately need to know how much God loves them. David, good to see you.
You
and
you.
I are both in our 80s now.
Yep,
and right. I think we can feel it.
Anybody under 50 knows nothing. You know, you got to be over 50, I'm sure.
I tell them they're like teenagers,
oh, yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
I mean, you really are.
Yeah, exactly.
And this guy's a little bit past teenage.
I know, but he's learning a little bit.
Well, I want to thank you, Bill, for you. He said you came along to help him. And I don't even understand why he would say he would need any help, but he said sometimes you help him keep track of things. Does he ever lose track of anything? It doesn't seem like he does.
Sometimes he makes mistakes on how much square footage he actually has at Hobby Lobby.
Yeah. Last week I said we had 13,000, and it's 13 million square feet.
So it's a little different.
Yeah, I get my millions and thousands mixed up sometimes.
Well, you don't get the love of God mixed up. David, you have a simple explanation for how it is that God's love for people and His desire for His will to be done through His family. Where did that capture you? When did that happen to you?
You know, my mother and dad were preachers of small churches, and I grew up that way. And I watched my mother and my father, and I really know they had a heart for the Lord. I mean, they were all about telling people about Jesus. And I just got it. Now, I didn't get it when I was young because I was not that good as a teenager. I'd fight people and do all kinds of stuff I shouldn't be doing as a preacher's son. But I finally got it, you know. And sometimes I say there's only two lives that we have. One of them is just temporal and one's eternal. Mm-hmm. So just knowing that, sometimes you say, well, where am I going to spend my time and my efforts? I want to spend my time on the eternal mm-hmm. life. And that's why we just do everything we can do is tell people about Jesus and try to find out what His Word says and do things that He would ask us to do, as you have done.
And how old were you when you'd say God in some way captured your heart in a pretty specific way?
Sometimes I say there's times that were just pivotal in my life. And there was a pivotal time in my life when I was my brothers and sisters all were pastors and pastors' wives, and I'm this retailer. So I'm this black sheep of the family. And so I'm thinking that that's who I am. But something happened to me that was very, very pivotal, and that was when I went to a big convention where there's preachers from all over the world and missionaries, and they were receiving money to get the gospel in their language. And they were receiving an offering, and I gave $5 or $10. I don't know what it was. But on the way home flying, I hear God speaking to me and says, you need to give $30,000 to this ministry to print the gospel. And we didn't have $30,000. Now, I could say, well, it couldn't have been God because I didn't have $30,000. But I knew that I was supposed to give $30,000. So what Barf and I, we prayed about it and we said, you know what I think we can do? I think we can give four checks, $7,500 apiece, and we can send them in. And we did. And the day we post-mailed them, four evangelists or four missionaries stayed over and were praying because they didn't have the money for them. So I knew that God had a purpose for a retailer. And from that day on, I said, I am a God-called retailer, and I'm also, God blesses me, and He anoints me in doing so. And I think that's true for all of us. We can be anointed for whatever God has given us. God has called all of us for a purpose. He didn't put us here just to be people that consume, and that's how sometimes we try to get happy. He put us here for a purpose. My purpose is to be a God-called retailer that is also, I know that I'm anointed to do what I do. And He gives me whatever I have. All good things comes from Him.
You know, God gave me in my own prayer life a definition of anointing as divine enabling. That's what His anointing is. It's not just like a breath or a blow or just some kind of little gift, but it's a divine enabling. And you were certainly given a divine enabling as a retailer, but also as a giver. I mean, you've been enabled by God to give that. Would you agree with that, Bill?
Absolutely.
Watching?
I've seen Him do it. If you get Him started talking about retail, we could be here a long time.
All right. Now, when did you start Hobby Lobby?
I started in 1970, and I borrowed $600 from the bank to start it. So we started making frames in our garage. And then when we thought we had enough money, which was just a little bit, we opened our first store, which was only about 600 square feet. So that was 1972, 2 years later. So this year we'll do over $8 billion, and we have a little over
$1 billion.
No, billion. Not million.
Billion.
I got it right this time.
Yeah. Billion.
Billion.
Wow.
And you've given away more money than we could ever imagine. And by the way, your friend here, Bill, has too. What got your heart to giving to people that had needs? What happened?
Well, I've been able to work with families like the Greens and others, and as I've seen them, it's contagious. And so when you see that, the power to give and the impact on other people, it's just fun.
Well, both of you have given away billions of dollars, and I just want to say thank God. Lord, bless these men, bless their families. You continue to bless through them like you are, and you inspire every person who knows you to want your love and your life and your resources to flow through them like a river. Let it happen, God, because I know that's your dream. Mm-hmm. Okay, David, let's talk about this book, The Legacy Life. You know, we showed you some pictures of our family. We just love, I know you have all kinds of pictures. And how many total grandchildren do you have, counting greats and great-greats?
Yeah, there's about 18 grands and I think 21 great-grandkids.
Wow.
So we got a house full. We got 50, Barbara and I, from our marriage. Our three kids had kids. And then we adopt a lot, too.
Yeah. Isn't it fun?
It is fun to have a big family that serves the Lord.
And yours do.
For all of you,
just the family. Love you, every one of you, so much. Okay, let's talk about the legacy of life. I know you're talking about the family being a great legacy. I know you're talking about the legacy of the life of God and His family. I know you think that way. But tell us what put this book on your heart and what you really want people to hear through the book.
Yeah, I think that we're wanting to know everybody to know that they have a purpose. God has created us for a purpose, and I think that purpose goes beyond the time that we're here on earth. I think legacy has to do with when you're gone, what is still going on and what's real going on. And the most important thing for us is our family serving the Lord and them telling everybody that they can about the Lord. So I think our family comes first. I think we really need to consider our family. And sometimes I have all my co-managers in and I tell them, you know, the most important thing is not you being a good manager, but the most important thing is your marriage and your children serving the Lord. That's more important than
Absolutely.
Hobby Lobby.
Right.
And so I want them to know that. That's why we give them off on Sundays and do everything we can to to be a witness to them, to let them know that God's Word's important and they need to look and see what God's Word is saying. But hopefully our legacy is our children and their children's children and their children's children. And then all the things that we can do to lead other people to know this good person that died for them on the cross.
Well, I've seen your family, David, and I see Jesus in them. You know, we've done some things together. We've tried to be an encouragement in anything God's called you to do. And I thank you for what you did for Oral Roberts University. Thank you for what you've done for the much of the world. And your emphasis, tell me where you're the people you're focused on. Give that to people, because I want them praying for you.
Yeah, the ministry that we have is really much of the subject of this book. So you take a look at David's family. So we try to redefine legacy as not what you leave behind, but what are you setting in motion? And that's why David talks about that, the grandkids, the great-grandkids, the future generations. And part of the big theme of this book is that God looks at your family through a generational lens, your family, our family. He sees 10 generations, 20 generations. And there's some great stories in the Bible of families that you can you take a look at the life of Ezra. His genealogy, 17 generations. The Rechabite family, it's mentioned in there. We can trace them a couple thousand years. So it's a different look at the lens of family, and that's how we want people to think. We want them to think about that day in eternity where we get to celebrate and have that great reunion.
You talk about legacy. I think as you get older, as we are, you think about that more.
Sure.
You think about your family, where they are now, and they've got children now, and they're going to have their children's children are going to have children. And I think, what do I want to pass on to them that's of real value? And like you, I agree, it's the love of the Lord and Jesus Christ. That's first. But then, you know, I think about my two sisters and I, we talk a lot about our family, our parents, and what they left, you know. And so I think that's really important. Mm-hmm. So many times I think we forget the older generation and what value they can bring to the younger generations in wisdom if they've really lived a life that's been God-centered and God-led. It can be of great value to the children.
One of the things that, David, you can talk about, but they created a family vision, mission, and value statement, and then they have a big party once a year where they celebrate that. Talk about that.
Bill helped us put together, because our family had, this is what we believe, but we wanted something black and white, and so he helped the family come in with mission, vision, and values. And so we have a document. This is who we are, and this is what we are. And so once a year we celebrate and we talk about this is who and what we are. We want to be this. It's our mission, our vision, and our values. So that's real important. And that's one of the things he does with families, is come together with what is your mission, your vision, and your values. And so that was very important for us.
Yeah. I want to ask all of you who are listening to get the book, because he knows what legacy really is. And it's so much bigger than just like a success image or something. It is the family. What's planted in that family that you can't be stopped. It's the river of God flowing through a yielded family. That's legacy, where our family functions like he desires his family to function. And I'll live out the rest of my life trying to inspire his family to look like the Father and fulfill the Father's dream on this earth. Let's be captivated by the Father's dream, and let's live to fulfill his dream and his desires. Now, try that on for size. That's legacy. This man, though, and you'll confirm this, Bill, he has explained what legacy looks like, and he has shown what can happen not only in and through the family, but what the family does. And Hobby Lobby is a part of what the family does, but Hobby Lobby contributes to what the family is really called to do, which to be a river of God's life flowing freely. Would you agree?
Amen.
Do you think there's inspiration and understanding and direction in this book if our people will get it who are watching right now?
This book is for every family. It's really designed for that. It's to say that if your family puts in motion and clearly defines who you are, your values as a family, and you continue that from generation to generation, you can expand the influence of the family and the gospel going around the world.
Well, because I've been privileged to see the family, to watch the family, not just shop Hobby Lobby and like it, but to watch what's happened and to pray with the family and to be a part of when they helped Oral Roberts University, because I was trying to help Oral with a broken heart. And I brought people that had been taught to dislike him together, and they all decided they loved him. And it meant the world to Oral. You know, when I went to tell him as a Baptist how much I loved him and how once I preached against him, and he started crying. He said, "I can't believe you came." I said, "Man, I'm going to try to bring everybody that's ever been unkind to you." And he said, "I've been lonely. Yeah. I've been a lonely person, James." Yeah. I said, "Well, I'm going to try to help you get over that loneliness." And you did the same thing. And yeah. I want to thank you yeah. for what you did for Roberts University. Okay, what do you think bottom line is that you want people to get out of this book if they get it and read it?
I think I want them to know we all have a purpose. What is our purpose? Our purpose will create a legacy in our life. Our purpose is going to be more than just the vapor life we have. It's going to be the eternal life, and for them to know that God has a purpose for you. Try to find that. God's not one to hide His purpose from you. Find out what your purpose is, and God will bless you if you're asking Him to help you from day to day, and He will help you with your purpose.
Amen.
Well, here you took a fatherless boy, never had a home, and didn't even live on streets, and left that broken home, met her. I met Jesus before she did.
You did.
But boy, this girl has shown me Jesus. Mm-hmm. We've been together over 60 years.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, I just can't get over what I see in her. And I think everybody that watches, they say, "James, we really watch to see you get quiet so she can talk." And I know that. And she keeps saying, "Keep talking. Don't put it on me." We have a beautiful relationship. This man and his family have been a beautiful example. I can promise you, you shop Hobby Lobby, you won't regret it. You read this book, this is what I really do believe. We're going to understand what legacy means from God's point of view. How the family can look like Him. The family reveal Jesus. And how the family can do the will of God. And that leaves an everlasting legacy. Isn't that what you want?
That's it, exactly. Our family is so, so, so important to us. And it's hard to guide someone else when you're guiding your family and you miss there. Now, we all have mistakes and we have things, but God is there to heal us and to take care of any problem that we might have Amen. In our family. And we look to Him for that.
And we need to be part of the healing process.
Exactly.
Instead of trying to amputate or, you know, beat somebody up or divorce them, we need to restore them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, James and Betty, probably my favorite chapter in the book is chapter 11, and it talks about the broken legacy. Mm-hmm. And you can identify with that because there's a lot of stories in the Bible about people who have imperfect starts, a lot of imperfection. And to your listeners here tonight, it's this idea that sometimes you're coming single, divorced, widowed, and you wonder, how is it going to get put back together? But the great theme of the Bible is redemption yes. and restoration. God always wants to put the puzzle pieces
That's
back
right.
together.
Redemption and Amen. Restoration. Mm-hmm. You reach them, you rescue them and restore them. That's what our mission statement is, to the overlooked, to the least of these, to the people that never thought anybody would notice. Mm-hmm. Our viewers do. And you know how important it is to help the helpless, and that's what you guys both have done. Thank you. All of you who watch Life Today, you know how much Betty and I have gone all over the world to try to put God's loving arms around the overlooked. We've worked with the most wonderful missionaries who have left everything to plant their life in the midst of suffering and loss. And it is beautiful. And they said to us, "Don't stay here trying to help us. Go back, please, and try to get us some help, so we can stay here, not be empty-handed, and be effective." And that's what we've been doing for over 30 years. And when I say we, I'm talking about you. Betty and I can show you the need. We can show you that we know how to meet that need, but we can't do it without your help. You are the ones who provide the miracle. You become the miracle answer to prayer. We're asking you right now to watch what I'm about to share, that shares the need that only God's love through someone like you can meet. That's the miracle not only someone needs, but they ask for, pray for, long for. You can be that miracle. I want you to watch closely and prayerfully. And then in just a moment, I want you to get your debit card and use it like a check. Or get a check, but I want you to call and tell us what you're mailing, because we have to have your help to make it possible for the missionaries to fulfill the call of God on their life. You become the miracle. Watch closely. Watch prayerfully.
Imagine if all you had to offer in exchange for food for your children were chunks of charcoal. Now imagine a daily challenge against an unforgiving terrain to find and chop down trees in order to make the charcoal. For Paulina, she doesn't have to imagine. This is her life, which includes daily walking up to 4 hours to find a road where she can try and sell what she has made, all the while thinking of the three children she has already lost to severe malnutrition and praying that someone would stop to make a purchase so she can feed her remaining little ones. She knows all too well the grief that comes when she has no food to give. The heartache Paulina experiences watching her children go without food pales in comparison to her sorrow she still carries over the death of her youngest child. Paulina went on to share from her broken heart that she fears, without help, this same type of tragedy could take the lives of her remaining children, Jose and Mateo.
If you would just simply make a gift that helps three children find life, we're sending you Happy, Healthy, and Free, which is a 31-day journal. It's a beautiful devotional book. And I think it takes people on a wellness journey. And then you know what I think about this throw, this blanket. This is a peace blanket, perfect peace. I can't tell you how much I enjoy this. It's not only beautiful, comfortable, unique, but to give $100 and literally save the lives of 10 children. Would you do it? Betty, I'm praying everybody will. And there are some, literally, can give even more, that give $1,000 and save 100 children's lives.
You know, James, I'll watch that dear sweet mother who's lost so much in life, and you think, how much more can she lose? She's run out of resources to take care of her children. She's begging, she's pleading for someone to reach out and help her. She's got two children, two little boys left, and she says, I don't know what to do. That's what her spirit and her heart says. What am I gonna do? We have the answer. Jesus has the answer. And we can help this mother raise her two boys, giving them food. Please join with us. Can you imagine the heartache that mother's already felt? Please, let's fill this time. Let's fill her heart with joy. Let's give her the food that she needs to feed her children. Thank you so much for your help.
$30 will give life to three children, 50 to five, 100 to 10, 1,000 to 100. Father, we not only hear the heart of this mother, we hear the heart of all those who need a miracle of love. And our viewers can be that miracle of love that provides life. Lord, please help them to go get their bank card, checkbook, and to let you direct what they give in Jesus' name. Would you get your bank card and use it like a check? Would you dial that number? Would you make that gift? Would you go online and make the gift? Please, if you write a check, make it to life. But do call us and tell us you're sending it, please. You're going to be the miracle someone has prayed for. And the miracle you're giving is the miracle of life. And we'll tell them about the life God offers in Jesus. but we're going to demonstrate it by expressing His love. Thank you so much for helping do it.
Right now, across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves critically depleted and many areas experiencing devastating famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us every single day. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to a prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you Happy, Healthy, and Free, a powerful 31-day journey to help you embrace God's promises for healing, wholeness, restoration, peace, and joy. Step into the abundant life God has prepared for you. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the beautiful and soft, perfect peace blanket, bearing the words of Isaiah 26:3 as a meaningful reminder that those who trust in the Lord are never alone. Finally, this is the last opportunity to request our 2025 majestic bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah, with your gift of $1,000 or more, which will help feed 100 children in desperate need. So please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Well, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for whatever God led you to do. It's amazing to see what His love does through you. Please, for your sake, your family, and those you love, the legacy life, I promise you it'll bless you. This man has blessed many. His family has blessed me. And I want to thank you, David. And I want to thank you, Bill, for all you do. Thank you for the way you love him. Thank you for the way you're just available to assist him if you can in any way. And I can see that in you. I want you to come back sometime and talk about all of what you're doing, okay? All right? And get this book, we'll send it to you. You reach out and touch a starving child and give them life. We'll gladly send it to you and say thank you. Thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Being with us.
Thank you.
God bless y'all.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thanks for blessing others with the love of God. Thank you for noticing the least of these. We love you. Thanks for sharing His love.
Introducing the all-new LifeToday.org. Dive into your favorite Life Today programs, explore impactful ministry outreaches, and discover life-changing spiritual resources, all in one place. Plus, it's easier than ever to support our mission with seamless donation options. Never miss a moment to get connected, get inspired, and get involved. Anytime, anywhere, Life Today is always on. Visit the new LifeToday.org and experience the best of life.
Is your day filled with responsibilities that distract you from your true purpose?
Remember that it's just Jesus that's important.
Tomorrow.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.